Right, well, now it's time to say hi to Maddie Davis now. Maddie is the project assistant of Brentwood Connect. We actually put it on the website with Brentwood Direct, so I'm sorry, that was wrong. So hello and welcome to Phoenix FM, Maddie.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Now you've given up your bank holiday to come in and talk to us today. Mm. So you obviously, this is something really you feel passionately about. So come on, educate me. Who and what is Brentwood Connect?
Well, Brentwood Connect, we're a new project. We're backed by Essex County Council. And it's quite an exciting new project in the Brentwood area. We aim to help people going through difficulties and challenging times. Now, they may be things like parents or children with low self-esteem, stresses within the family impacting onto the children, housing problems, financial problems, divorce, separation, loss of a loved one, maybe struggling with child discipline or behaviour of children.
You've got a list and a half there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, surely advice on many of these things is already available from people like the Citizens Advice Bureau, and if it's financial things, credit card companies and banks, they'll all be, come along and help you if you approach them, won't they?
They would. Oh, yes, they would. I mean, this is a different approach, really. It's aimed at the people of Brentwood.
And specifically Brentwood.
Brentwood, yeah.
Like, so how far out?
Shenfield, Pilgrim's Hatch, Worley. Yeah, the whole right. Area.
But what makes you so different then from all of these other bodies?
Well, we're hoping to befriend people and support them, really. So getting alongside them, encouraging them, being there, really, regularly to help them.
And is there really a need for another organisation? Because there are lots of these organisations around.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. No, I hear you. But we are hoping to help with the huge need that there is out there. And I haven't got the statistics in my hand, but, I mean, if you ask people like social workers, doctors, or people who work in the family centres, they will tell you there's a huge need out there at the moment. And I think some of it is hidden. Actually,
well, now you've mentioned a huge number of issues that you're able to tackle. So, how do you actually tackle such a wide range?
Again, we're talking about befriending and supporting families and empowering them with strategies to handle difficult situations. So, through the volunteers. Sharing good practical advice from their own life experience. Mm-hmm. So, like the volunteers, some of our volunteers certainly have been through probably similar things.
Right.
To the issues that they're going through, the situations they're in.
And what sort of numbers of people are out there that you're trying to reach and help?
Oh, I think it's huge, actually. As
really?
I said earlier, I think it's hidden. But the more volunteers we have, the more we can help. I mean, if one volunteer were to, say, support two families a week, it may, I don't know, this, it depends on the situation. Mm. They may only need to be with a family for, say, 6 weeks or maybe a lot longer, depending on the difficulties they're going through.
So how many people have you got working with you at the moment?
Well, there are three staff at Brentwood Connect. We're all actually part-time. And at the moment, we've got 9 volunteers going through the training at the moment, but we are hoping for more volunteers, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
We work under the umbrella of an organisation called Inspiration Youth Call. They are actually based in Basildon at the moment, so we're working from their Basildon office, but soon we're hoping to be based in Brentwood itself.
Now, this may sound harsh, but a lot of people might say, look, you know, you have all these problems. That's life. It can be tough, but either just get on with it, and surely your first port of call should be friends and family. So what's your answer to that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'd agree, yes, obviously. Friends and family are vital, aren't they? But not everyone has friends and family. Depending on what they've been going through, you may find situations like they've had depression. They may be struggling with their children. They can become quite isolated at times because of their difficulties. So they may need a fresh input from somebody maybe even outside their situation who doesn't know all the history and all that's gone on before.
So they're not coloured by the history, effectively.
Exactly. They come into the situation fresh and help them by befriending them.
So you're obviously looking for more people, as you've just sort of alluded to. Who and what sort of people are you looking for, and how do you go about recruiting them?
Well, we're looking really for experienced parents who would like to support families in their community. So it's people who enjoy working in their community to enable them to make these people to make the most of their lives. Sorry, what was the other question, Scott?
Well, where do you get these people from? And how many are you looking for?
I think we're looking for lots, basically.
Right.
So if there's anyone out there listening to this and you think, I'm not an experienced parent, we do have one and two volunteers already that aren't actually parents.
Right.
But one of them's a mental health nurse, for instance, so she's got lots of experience. So I've been in the library in Brentwood. I've been in the Bay Tree Centre giving out leaflets.
Right.
I've been at the Strawberry Fair a little while back.
Right.
Fun days I've been going to recently. And obviously today I'm here with you.
So, I mean, you know, people can't sort of just leap in and start doing this straight off. So
presumably
you've got some sort of training programme. What
absolutely.
Do you do?
Yeah, no, we have, I think it's an excellent, it's a four-week training programme we offer. And we're covering all sorts of things during that training, like our core values, encouragement, empowering families with strategies to help through the people through their difficult situations. We're looking at challenges and rewards of family life, so the A side, the B side, stress factors people are going through.
But do you,
equality and diversity.
Do you train everybody right across the board, or do you look at some people and say, right, you would be particularly good for X, Y, Z, and therefore just concentrate your training on that aspect, on those people, or do you just do it across the board?
It's a pretty good general training, I would say. Certainly, when volunteers come along, we do ask them what they would find most rewarding, what sort of scenario they would find most rewarding to get involved with. And many of them, certainly we've got so far, have got a lot of experience.
Because some people, if they don't have the right training, I could imagine they could do more harm than good.
Yes.
Couldn't they?
I mean, the training's pretty general. We do, as an organisation, we back people up. So if they're in any uncertainty, we're at the end of the phone to support all the time.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, yeah, there will be regular support meetings for the volunteers.
Right, right.
So we're very much on that side of it. We're very keen on that side to keep that supported.
And how much time would you expect your volunteers to need to put aside every week for this?
Well, the training sessions are 2 hours a week to start with. And again, roughly the same amount of time per week. So it's not a mega commitment, is it? 2 hours a week.
No,
I'm sure there are lots of people out there that would be able to offer that 2 hours. And of course, these sort of things always look great on CVs.
Yes, of course.
I think as well, I've got to say that volunteering, certainly since the Olympics last year, I think they've really raised the bar, haven't they, as far as volunteering. And I think people have realised they can really make a difference.
And would they, I mean, from your experience in this, is it likely that the time that anybody would have to put aside for this would be at the same hours each week, or would it be all over the place? Could it, could it be in the morning, in the afternoon? I'm just wondering how you plan it.
I think it has to be mutual agreement, doesn't it, between the volunteer and the family or whoever they're dealing with.
Right.
We would hope to match that together and for it to work on both sides, obviously, yes. I mean, some of our volunteers, I would say, will be able to contribute time during the evening, or they could do something maybe at the weekend.
And what time are your training full-time sessions?
We basically adapt them to the people so that when it's convenient for them.
And do
daytime, evening.
Right. So the training sessions that you have almost sound as if they're almost one-to-one rather than you get a whole load of people in to be trained simultaneously. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, we've had a group of about four recently. I think it would work probably about six or seven of them.
Right.
Because there's a chance at the end for questions and answers. Mm. You know, if you wanted to stay and really talk something through, there would be ample time. To always follow, you can always email our office as well with questions if you have them later.
And the people that have volunteered up to now, do most of them stay with you?
Yeah, again, Scott, we're right in the early stages of the project.
Yes.
I've only been there since the middle of June.
Right.
It started back in April, so it's very early days.
Yeah.
We're just getting our first volunteers going through the training, and a couple of them now have finished, but we're still doing lots of training at the moment to get it all up and running. So we've yet to see, but
So if you've got people now who are interested in coming along and doing this,
yes,
how do they do that? How do they contact you?
Right. Well, the two ways you can go. You can either email my boss, and his email address is ptufnell, that's P-T-U-F-N-E-L-L, ptufnell at inspirationyouthcall.com.
Inspirationyouthcall.com.
Or ring up on the phone number 0800
0800
080 80 30 30 46 46, and that's during office hours.
Right, which are what, 9 till 5?
9 till 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, right, okay, fine.
My colleague's usually there, Rebecca.
Good stuff. All right. Well, in which case, thank you very much indeed for coming in and talking to us today. We will be putting all of this up on the show page so that everybody can see it there. And good luck with the whole thing.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Not at all. It's our pleasure.